Amen. Amen. Wow, the mic turned down real quick this time, so it might even be an internet thing, though. But I doubt it because I just looked at the I'm peaking. Oh, wow, we peaked at over 7 meg. But we're averaging about 3 meg right now. We have 10, so even peaking at 7.7 didn't harm us. So I did turn off the leaving and entering thing, but I left on the leaving and entering thing if people leave this room and go into the video chat room or the family room or the mods room, you know, or, well, SDR Philippines, that's, you know, for Craig and them in the Philippines. But so if you leave this room, it'll show, like going to the video chat, because we often use the video chat room, you know, a few of us. And so it's good to have that on, because if someone falls out, you're thinking, well, where'd they go? You can chase them around and find them in the other rooms. So, all right, if you can kneel, let's start with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much for blessing us with your Holy Spirit, forgiveness of sin, the latter rain when it falls more abundantly, and peace and gentleness and faith and long-suffering and the meekness of Christ and love. Love for you and love for each other. And thank you for loving us first. Thank you for forgiving us when we fall short. Thank you for letting us stand firm even with this unrelenting attack by the enemy of souls, whether he's just doing it with the black cloud or he's sending people that follow his lead. Thank you for letting us stand firm and then shrug it off and not respond to it. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us, too, when we do fall short. And thank you for blessing everybody here in attendance, everybody on our prayer list. And Father, we're going to be thanking you for the next hour or longer for all that you've done in just the last 30 days alone. Thank you so much for blessing us each and every Sabbath with the time to come together as brothers and sisters in the Lord to declare unto you glory because of what you have done and continue to do for your obedient child. Thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Seems the stream's a little low this week, but then again, that happens with communion and testimony service for some reason. That's okay. That's okay, that's okay, that's okay. We're here. That's all that matters. You know, and praise the Lord. And I do want to praise the Lord for this. As a matter of fact, I think it's one of my first praises, is that our new ISP is stable. I haven't seen, we had a hiccup the other day where it went down for 30 seconds, I think. But I'm thinking that was Firefox doing its little crashy thing, because it came back on within moments. And I will figure out this other issue that we're having locally with this stuff. But praise his name that we finally got stable internet. Please keep it in prayer that they don't, like the place that we left doesn't hit us with a massive bill claiming that we owe them for 7 weeks worth of internet when we didn't have it. You know, actually we didn't, we found out on the contract that we were guaranteed 10 up and down. We haven't had 10 up and down for years. I just thought it was the norm for it to be, I didn't bother reading the contract, you know, all the way through. So they know that what they did is wrong. And so they came and they took the dish. It's gone. And we got a new one. So praise his name for that. I also want to praise the Lord that one of my little kitties, little Wussa, he's the man of the house. He's the protector cat. Even when Tanyan was alive, and Tanya would snap at Pinky and let her know who's boss, because Pinky every now would try to push the envelope towards, oh, I want to be alpha male today. First of all, you're female. And second of all, Tanyan ain't having any part of that. And he'd let her, you know, have her way a couple, three times, four times, and all of a sudden he'd just lay into her with a couple of really quick snaps and growls and barks, right? I remember one time I was in the office here, like usual, and, okay, Dart Tanyan is the dog's name. But, and Wussa, like usual, was on the chair behind me, you know, just sleeping. And all of a sudden the chair slid across the room and hit the printer because Tanyan, or D'Artagnan, was arguing with Pinky, and Wissa wanted to go out there and stop the problem. And he's been like that, as like when we first got Pinky. Pinky lost her footing when she, because Pinky doesn't run, she transports. She's the fastest dog I've ever seen. She's put on some pounds living with us, so she doesn't run as fast now, but we're trying to get her back, her weight back down. But one time she was running around, and I was out there starting the midday prayer, and I'm standing there facing west looking at the trees, getting ready to walk into them. I just stood there, and I went into prayer, right? And Pinky was going to run around me, and she come running at me full gallop. I mean, she was just coming. And she went to turn and lost her footing, and it hit the back of my leg. Her body just slammed into me at like 35 miles an hour sideways and hit the back of my knees. And you know what happens when that, you know, you go down. Wissa laid into him or laid into her like it was, and ever since then, Pinky's been afraid of Wissa, even though Wissa's one-third his, her size. But I'm praising the Lord that Wissa had some lung shadows. We don't know if it was cancer or not. It could have been just an infection or whatever, but he had a bunch of lung shadows. We took him into the vet because he had to get some work done because he did have cancer on his side. They had to cut it out, so we had to take him in to, and he was kind of like dragging his feet and being kind of sickly, and so they x-rayed him and found all these shadows on his lungs. We thought, oh, no. They thought it could be cancer or it could just be a lung infection. And so we prayed and, you know, and brought him back in 2 weeks like they suggested. And all 100% of the shadows are gone. He's an old kitty. I think he's like 15 or 16. I don't know exactly how old he is, but our cats usually get 18 years. Because, you know, when you have a lot of love in the house, they'll last a long time. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I also wanted to praise the Lord that the latency, even though it doesn't seem like it because we're lagging, the latency on this particular bandwidth provider that we're using now is anywhere between 15 to 32 milliseconds, for those of you that know what that means, whereas the old one was anywhere from 50 milliseconds, which ain't that bad, but for the norm, it was usually 1,000 to 1,200 milliseconds, which means you'd go to a website and you'd sit there and wait, and then it'd pop. Now it's just instantaneous, and so I wanted to praise the Lord for that as well. And I'm finishing all my prayer, my praises quick here. So, and I wanted to praise the Lord for, Camtasia. I use that to make my videos, even though it's got a lot of bugs, and I figured how to get around it by doing some CPU things. And the new version has some nice features that I need, but it still has the laggy CPU thing, so I still have to do my little work around with it. And they did give me a complete refund on the old one, 2018. They gave me the new version. I thought it was going to be $250 because I got a full refund. And they says, no, if you just give us the $49 maintenance fee, we'll give it to you for free. And then next year you'll get 2020 for free. I thought, well, I'll twist my arm. And so even if it does have bugs, it's worth $50, And right here next to me, I've got the book from Mary Beth. Okay, let me get the title for you. For those of you who might want to check this out, it's on vbates.com. I am going to make a video about this, but I need some time because the way they structured this, where instead of just putting a paragraph from the 1884 Great Controversy and then taking a paragraph from the 1911 Great Controversy and putting them side by side, they did the paragraphs all in one with the 1844 and showed in bold where things are missing and things have been added. So to me, that's a little confusing for me to read it that way. I will do it on the video differently, the way I prefer it, side by side kind of a thing. But I have the book now. It's 64 pages. Well, I think 63 because the 64th is blank. But I got the book. You can get it at vbates.com. It was like with shipping and handling and all that, $13. And it's 8.5 by 11. It's huge. And I wanted to praise the Lord that I got this too, because it'll help some Seventh-day Adventists see they need to get out of that church when they see the changes in their Great Controversy. And it was bad enough to what I showed in that one video about the Word to a Little Flock, which was my mistake. I should have ordered the Word to a Little Flock first to my house so that I can hand them out for free. But I made the video first, and then I asked her for a couple dozen, and she says, sorry, your videos emptied my shelves. And so we're stuck there. But we do have it in PDF form on the website, and I still have over 60 each of the Great Controversy 1858 and Steps to Christ original, where they haven't been altered. If anybody wants one on the stream, in the room, obviously, and on the radio, just email me. I will mail you one for free. There's, I'm not going to charge anybody. And pray for those people that are out there that have been buying books from Vern Bates, not paying for them, literally. She's got a stack of bills that no one ever paid, and it's huge, which the way she was talking about it. And some of them are out there selling them to people with a 400 and 800% markup. And it is, when you can get these books for 10 bucks, there's people out there selling them for, well, like one guy was selling it for 80. So that's 800% markup. And charging the guy $70 just to ship it to Columbia. So keep that in your prayers, because it's, but what I like is the fact that the remnant of her seed, the remnant of the Seventh-day Adventist Church will have a zeal, that's why we're doing this, a zeal to get the original books out there. And that's what we're doing it. We're doing it. Yeah. Amen. Buy the truth and sell it not. It's a good one. That's a good way of putting it, but that's how it was prophesied to be. But it is also prophesied that we, the remnant people, will have a fervor to go forward and get the original writings in the hands of the people, and we're doing that right. As a matter of fact, we've been doing that for about 20 years, but now that Vern died, we're going to try to push it up a notch. All right, I got a because now people's, they figure, oh, well, he's dead. The books died with him. No, they're still in that vault. And his daughter still gets them out there, but now she needs a new printer. So pray for Mary Beth that she gets a new printer so that we can get these books out there. All right? Because I ordered a bunch of, what did I, on the receipt here, I think. No, that's not it. Because I ordered something else besides this book with the changes of the GC in it. She sent the book, and then it says out of stock on the other one. That's my fault. Or actually, that's the Lord helping her out in a big way. I didn't think it was going to go that good for her when it came to us just mentioning vbates.com. And that's V. Somebody put it in the, I'll just put it in the room here, vbates.com, and then V for Victor Bates. You know, like Joseph Bates? Well, it's Vern Bates, and no relation. What's the book's name? All right, sorry, Vern. It's titled A Study of the 1844 Great Controversy Changes, as given by Vern Bates. And there's a couple of DVDs, too. I've got the DVDs, and boy, you don't want to start them unless, you, of course, you have no intentions of whatsoever getting up off your seat. Because he keeps you on your seat. It's just very interesting the way he does it. He's fun to watch and listen to. He's really a good preacher. And he's taking a nap right now, waiting on Jesus to wake him up. So, all right, now I got a praise from Brother Lewis 5 here in the room. He says, here are things I want to praise the Lord for. Number one, there's three of them. Number one, I praise the Lord for healing my leg and removing pain from it. Amen. Number two, for making me able to bear hot weather. We had temperatures here as high as 45 degrees Celsius. That's 133 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a good temperature for a CPU, but not for a human. Because my CPU right now is sitting at 48 Celsius. Well, it just went down to 47. The GPU is at 54, though. Which is also fine. It's got three fans on it, so I'm not worried about it. And then he goes, the neighboring country, Burma, had temperatures of 47 Celsius, which is 116.6 Fahrenheit. And then number three, somebody said something to me last night. I can't remember who it was, that the Pope, we know, Brother Sean sent me an article about the Pope, and then a whole bunch of other people sent me the article too, about the Pope's giving $500,000 to the immigrants to get them in the U.S. Somebody told me last night in the Friday night study that he gave each person $6.66. I need that article, please. Okay? Maybe the person forgot about it, or maybe they're on the other side of the planet and they're snoring right now. So, but anyway, I got and here's another one I want you all to pray for. This is Pastor, I forgot to put his name. Well, let me look him up real quick, because I've got him in the SDR foreign ministers that we have out there. He did a video. Oops, that's the wrong section. He did his first video. I don't know how long ago. He's got no subscribers, obviously, and stuff. But where is he at? Foreign workers and leaders. Okay, there it is. Pastor Paul. And I'm not going to mention his last name, but he's from Uganda. Oh, it's supposed to be 113 Fahrenheit? No problem, Brother Lewis. Thanks. So instead of 133, I was going to say, you can cook an egg on the sidewalk with 113, but 133, yeah, that's CPU heat. So, before I read this, Brother Kenneth, well, let me type it in the room for you there. All right, let me type it in real quick. A study, oops, it said sturdy. Study of the 1844 Great Controversy changes. That's what you got to look for when you go to vbates.com. Nobody put it in the stream. So put it in the stream, somebody. Vbates, you know, Victor, or Vern Bates, but just vbates.com. InfoWars is a Jesuit coadjutor. Alex Jones is a Jesuit coadjutor. Please don't advertise him in the anonymous. Well, I can't get that from here because that's on a completely different computer. Somebody emailed me that anonymous just put that in. So that is that from InfoWars? Well, then I don't trust it. I'm sorry. Because he's got caught lying so many times. So, no, I can't use that. If I can get it from a different source, I'll run with it. But I am not doing video because I know all about Alex Jones. Go to remnantofgod.org/jones.htm. Seriously, you're not going to believe what's up with this guy. So anyway, yeah, remnantofgod.org/jones.htm. Not .com, .htm. So Pastor Paul in Uganda, you might remember this guy. We just found out recently some folks that used to be part of our number had a letter that was similar to what he told us about that happened to him a few months ago. Turns out the guy that sent this to this West Coast ministry that used to be part of our number many years ago, turns out that guy's a scammer. He even added things in the letter that don't exist because Paul told me, because I emailed him and I asked him, is this you talking over here on this one newsletter that was put out? And the newsletter was illegal for like 2-3 years in a row using our name illegally. I says, is this you? And he goes, no, sorry, brother, that is not me, but I know who that guy is. He's a scammer and all this other stuff. Pastor Paul is the one that wrote that track that's on remnantofgod.org, you know, the my tracks page. There's a track there. We had students here at our house for a while, and one of their duties that I had them do was to make a track to help the SDAs find out they need to get out of that church. But Paul did one too, and it will knock your socks off. You got to check it out. If you need to get to an SDA and try to share with them, show them that track that he made. It's on there. Plus, he just did a video, like I said earlier. But he's got a praise here that he's going to share and that I'm going to read in a minute. But he's also the one that he wasn't personally, but the people that he's a pastor. So the people that were under him, I wouldn't say under him, but the people that were part of his church family went to a camp meeting of Seventh-day Adventists where Ted Wilson was there in Uganda. And they didn't go in the camp meeting because they know not to touch the unclean thing. They're not going to go in there and be part of that church service. It just wasn't going to happen. These people are just like us. They're legit. They're very serious about their walk, right? And so they waited for the people to come out. And when they came out, they were handing them this SDA tract that Paul wrote. Ted Wilson called the police just to get them all arrested on trumped-up charges, knowing they were going to be released the next morning. That's the letter I'm telling you about from that other ministry on the West Coast, that they got a similar letter from a guy claiming using a different name. It's not Paul. He doesn't even use the name Paul on this letter. He fabricated a bunch of stuff. But Ted Wilson got our people arrested out there, and then the next day they let them free, but they kept all the tracks and all their stuff. 2 weeks later, because the police out there are corrupt, 2 weeks later they called or contacted Paul and said, you can get your people to come back out here and pick up these tracks, when in fact they actually burned them, from what I understand. All they wanted was the people to come out there so they can re-arrest them, keep them until Paul and his people came up with, I think, like $400 to get them out of jail, which is crazy amount of money in Uganda. So Ted Wilson, keep him in prayer, because he's got a spanking coming if he doesn't repent big time. But this is his praise that he sent me. He says, praise the name of the Lord, Pastor Nicholas. It has been a long time, dear. This is the way they talk out there, right? He says, how is the work that side? For us, this side, we are busy moving place to place, spreading the message of truth. God favored us, and we registered our ministry as Sure Word of Prophecy Ministry, which it could be DBA. I got to talk to him about that, but I hope it ain't a 501c3. If it is, he's going to get out of it, obviously. But some countries, they just want you to – it's kind of like when I went to get a bank account. Every bank was demanding a 501c3. Some were saying it's a law, and I said, sorry, there is no such law. There isn't. There is no such law. But I did find a bank that allowed me to do it DBA, doing business as. And that's why PayPal will slam me with charges and stuff like that if people donate through PayPal. But you can send a donation through PayPal without getting hit with charges. There's a way to do it because, PayPal does that because I refuse to get a 501c3. So going on, he says, we have been in an open meeting which lasted for 2 weeks and was ended last Sunday, kind of like the way we end our camp meetings on Sundays. We are struggling to get a place for the new converts where they can gather for worship every Sabbath. God has blessed us. We got a certain new convert last year who was good in making speakers and other electronics. So whenever we get some money, we make some tools. Now we have 8 speakers, well-designed and a good amplifier. We thank God for the progress. And by the way, one of the reasons I latched on to this guy is he's never asked for money. Like the others, they'll send you some letters and then they'll act like they're all about us and they love us. And then when you ask them to respond with a statement of faith, they all have broken English, which means they purchased a pre-written letter to try to reach us. Going on, he says, we now have 8 speakers, a good amplifier, and we thank God for the progress. In Uganda, they are preparing a bill which will refuse anyone to preach save he or she has passed through the theology institutions, is all he's putting it. So they are planning to stop this message, but we believe by the mercy of the Lord we will continue to spread the present truth. Next week we are planning to continue with the mission in the next field. Please, we need your prayers, and I don't know if we can get a chance of getting us some And I don't know if we can get a chance of getting us some printed messages to give out. It would have done so much good. We tried that. I think Brother Warren sent a bunch of stuff out there, but it never got to him. And so that's one of the problems with these, third world countries. You send them stuff. We've had stuff burned. Like when I sent stuff to Brother Warren out to Hawaii, I bought all those books. I had all these books printed up. And I sent them, but in order to get to Hawaii, it has to go through San Francisco first. Well, this isn't the first time, but it is the last. But whenever my stuff ends up in a San Francisco portal of the U.S. Post Office, they magically lose my stuff, And I put in all these requests for finding it for like over a year, and they never found it. And so same thing happens in Uganda. You send stuff out there, they'll either burn it or give it away to somebody else, and then they'll sell it. The scammers somehow get the books. So they must be working at the post office, So going on, he says, we want to print materials, but to tell you the fact, the work is supported by us. and we are the ones to preach still. So we need to get time and work, and then we go for the gospel. If we can get a printing machine, it would have helped the work to move swiftly this side. So anyway, please pray for us. Pray for each other. Our Lord is soon to appear in the clouds of heaven, because this side we see prophecies are being fulfilled. And so again, but yeah, keep in your prayers. I'm trying to figure out a way to help them out, you know, financially without them asking or anything like that. But you can't even send money out there unless you got to do it electronically, because he'll never get it. Because I tried that too, and they never get it. All right, Pastor. I got a bunch of PMs here. Oh, Vatican News. Brother Earl, or brother, Sister Gabby, or whoever, is that the one with the 666 with the money, $6.66? Because I'm not gonna, I can't use the one from Alex Jones. And, I mean, are they actually saying it on Vatican News? Oh, I don't. Okay, well, let me know if it is. Resend the PM, all right? And Michael, he's got it on Reddit, but it could be linking back to what's his face anyway. You know that Alex Jones guy. So let me just email it to myself. And I'll just put 666 for the subject. But it's a PNG, huh? And, okay. All right. Well, Denise, I've already got the articles about them sending 500,000. I just need the articles that say they're sending 500,000 and 6,066 cents each. All right, so I don't see anybody's hand up, so I'm going to continue reading. Oh, it does? Well, then resend that article to me, Denise, because I just shut down your PM. I mean, if you guys could email it, because it doesn't work right for me with these PMs, but just do it this one time real quick. Let me go into the outbox and... Oh, you'll email it? Okay, thanks. All right, then Michael sent me two here. So let me get that other one. And then Alvin. Okay, let's set that. Thanks, guys and girls. All right. And hopefully one of these, I think the one that Denise is sending me, she says that it does say $6.66 each. And on my 666 page, I do have at the bottom of the page some of the things where Rome doesn't have any problem pushing it out there. You know how we call 911 when we have an emergency out here? Or no, 411 when you want to get information. In the Vatican, you got to dial 666 to get information. They're just so blunt. I don't get, what do you mean, 500,000 for 75,000 people? Is that what it is for 75,000 people? Oh, okay. That's how you're coming up with the math? All right. I'll do the same thing then. Okay, now don't send me any more articles and PMs, because now I'm emailing this to myself, and I'm done with that, so good. Let me knock it down, send it off. I can check my email anyway to see if we got any more. Truth Bearer sent a... testimony here. Truth Bearer, I don't know handles. I don't. So if you're in the room, PM me your name, because I have no idea who Truth Bearer is. And then Tori sent one. Okay, good. I know who Tori is. How you doing, sister? All right. Give me a moment here. I'm sorry I got the mic up. Well, let me just share this one from Craig. And then I'll drop the mic because I see someone else has got their hand up there. So thanks, Tori. Let me see. But Truth Bearer, I have no... All right, let me... Okay, this is what I got from Craig. Oh, man, where to go? Here it is. He said, we are coming up on 13 years of working together. He's talking about me and him, or him and I. When we look back at all those years and look to this present day, we only had one disagreement that I can never recall, which is true, which was about the car. Father, I'm sorry if I got a little bit too much in your face on this, but, you know, if you want to do the cards, go for it. But please, I don't see how it's proper. But, you know, if he wants to do it, go for it. You know, I just, yeah, I don't want to have any part in it, though, because of, you know, the reasons I already told about earlier. But he goes on to say, he says, I have nothing but smiles and respect for my older brother. Other than Jesus, I have never had a friend like you, knowing how powerful. And he wanted me to share this with you also, because he said, this is her testimony. He says, I have never had a friend like you, knowing how powerful Satan is. This is one friendship he has tried to destroy. Yeah, amen to that. But it has been unsuccessful till this day because of our love for God, souls, and each other. All I can say is praise the Lord, and please, Lord, allow our lives to continue to grow stronger in this fallen world till the day we can all stand together in heaven in victory. May the Lord guide us always on the straight, on the same straight and narrow path. Peace, hugs, and love. God bless. Amen, my brother. He's snoring right now, by the way. He's out there in the Philippines. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning out there. So, or he better be. I'm getting a little tired of hearing about him not getting sleep. So, all right, let me drop the mic. And Brother Darren, I think, is the one that's come up next.
I guess I'm up next. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Well, I have several praises I want to share with everyone. And the first one I want to share is I am so excited. Kylie and I both are so, so excited that Brother Joe and Sister Katie are moving. Well, Brother Joe's already in Iowa, but Katie will be coming, I guess, Memorial weekend. And they will be, I think, 2.5, maybe 3 hours from us. So praise the Lord on that. We're going to have brothers and sisters that are going to be close to us that maybe we can get together, you know, some Sabbaths and be able to have some fellowship. And I'm just so excited because all I have is Kylie. And so I'm so excited. And then my next praise is, I'm sure most of you know, my husband is... Well, he's been unemployed since November, and praise the Lord, he got a job offer, and he will be doing something different because he's, for many, many years, he did maintenance and remodeling and things of that sort, and so he's getting older, as we, at least I am too, some of us are, so he is going to be doing a totally different career. He's going to be a truck driver, and this company, actually his son works for this company, and he got to know the owner of the company. It's a family-owned company, and they're going to pay for him to get his CDL license, and he will be mostly doing like local truck, you know, truck driving, but once in a while, maybe once a month, he'll be driving over the road, maybe be gone for a week or so. So all he needs to do now is get his medical card, and we're praying that that won't be an issue because he is on blood thinner. He has that issues with the blood clotting, but we did some research on it, and as long as he's up to date on his, you know, they check his blood all the time, and they, you know, they monitor it, and he brings in the documentation, that shouldn't be a problem. And then he can also take lots of breaks and walk, you know, if he's on a long, on the road for a long time. So I praise the Lord for that. We're very excited about that. He will be starting, sounds like the end of this month. And then I have a coworker named Jess, and she has a little girl named Lily, who is 9 years old. And I want to ask you all to pray. I know Brother Warren asked Pastor Nick to put her on the church prayer list, but I want to mention her to all of you. Precious little Lily is dealing with sores in her mouth, on her tongue, and in her throat. And this has been going on for 6 months now. And poor Jess, my coworker, is just beside herself because Lily's losing weight. It hurts when she eats, when she swallows. She's taken her to the doctors. They've run every test. They've put her on steroids. I mean, everything you can think of, and they cannot figure out how to cure this. I guess it's some sort of herpes. So I reached out to Brother Warren, and he graciously, the brother that he is, sent my coworker Jess a care package with nano silver and a book about, you know, the healing herbs, you know, book. And so he gave her a basically a regimen of what Jess should put Lily on. And so Jess wanted to wait because she wanted to have all the, you know, get through the steroid treatment and have that done, and then start her on Brother Warren's plan. And she did start her a little over a week ago. She's done with the steroids, and Brother Warren said, you know, he's never used this on herpes before. So we're praying. I asked the church family for all of you to pray for little Lily, and that this will work for her, because obviously she's in a lot of pain and her mom is going through a lot. And when I gave Jess the box, I took it to work and I gave her the box, and she opened it up and she just got tears in her eyes, and she just wanted to thank Brother Warren for, you know, I mean, she doesn't know our church, and she was just so moved that I have brothers and sisters that are praying for Lily and praying for her. And so I just want to thank you all. I'm just so blessed to have you all as my brothers and sisters and for caring for others. And so Lily asked her, she told me yesterday at work, she said, Lily asked her, Mom, why am I taking this? You know, who sent this to me? And Jess told her, well, it's a lady I work with at work, Mindy, you know her, and her church is praying for you, and one of her church members from Hawaii sent the box. And I guess Lily got teary-eyed, and she says, they really care for me, they don't even know me. And so she was just so touched that people that don't even know her are praying for her, and they love her. So I thank you all for your prayers for Lily. And then my next praise is more personal. I know most of us are battling with things in our lives that we're trying to overcome through our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of my battles have been appetite for the flesh. And I keep praying for the Lord to help me overcome, and keep asking for forgiveness when I give into temptation. And I just been struggling with it for a long time, and the Lord laid on my heart, you know, don't struggle. And I asked them to pray for me, and to I just needed somebody, you know, to pray with me. And so my sister, that is very dear to me, we talked on the phone, and then she shared with me that she's going through the same thing. And so we both decided that we were going to band together and pray for each other and support each other and encourage each other, which was a blessing to have that conversation with her. And praise the Lord, through prayer and of course through the Lord Jesus Christ strengthening me, I have been able to give up those things that were not healthy in my life, and I'm able to overcome appetites of the flesh more now. And I also want to share Sister White, I believe it's in Councils of Food and Diet. She quoted, she said, one of the strongest temptations that man has to meet is upon the point of appetite. And she went over, you know, how our first parents, Adam and Eve, what was, you know, appetite was what they ended up, you know, their sin was because of appetite. And then so, you know, in Esau, you know, he gave up his birthright over appetite. And, you know, the Israelites, when God brought them out of Egypt, and they murmured and complained because they wanted meat, you know, appetite just keeps coming up. And then, the Lord and Savior, when he was in the wilderness, you know, what was the first temptation that Satan gave him was appetite, you know, the bread, you know, he made the stone into bread. So I, you know, knowing this now, I feel like I'm more informed as far as, you know, the appetite is it's so hard to overcome. And I totally understand how appetite affects our mental ability. It affects our energy. It affects our mood. I mean, it just affects so many things. And just eating healthier and living the lifestyle that God has laid out for us, I feel so much better. I have more energy. I sleep better. I have more, you know, my mind is clearer. I don't have that brain fog. I'm able to study the word better, and I just want to let you guys know that, you know, we're all going to have areas in our lives that we're battling, that we're trying to overcome, and, you know, we are the body of Christ, brothers and sisters, and if you don't reach out to each other and pray for each other, I mean, you know, even though we have Christ, you know, to help us in our Heavenly Father and Holy Spirit, but we are supposed to come together as a church and reach out to each other and ask each other, pray for each other and help each other, because we're not in this alone. You know, there's a reason we have this remnant church. And I just want to share that with you all. And I love you all. And God bless, and have a beautiful and blessed Sabbath.
Can everybody hear me? That's great. So having a few internet connections. So praise the Lord for me having good internet just to be able to give this praise, give a couple of praises that I have. Well, first, it's just I want to thank the Lord for my salvation and help me get up this morning and being able to be here at the church with all the church family. Because last night was pretty rough because I had some birds chirping outside my window all night long, so it's pretty hard to sleep with them. Want to talk and sing all night long. But my first praise is an issue that I had at work just a few weeks ago, and this was just shown unequivocally that God is watching over His people. Where there was a safety hazard in the data center for the company that I work at, and I was downstairs with one of the technicians, and he was working on one of the servers, and as we was trying to pull the server out of the rack that was mounted in, as we was pulling it out, we saw that as soon as the server cleared the server that was on top of it, the server over top of it began to fall, and then it actually was pretty much getting ready to fall on top of the technician underneath, because as he was pulling, his head was literally like underneath the server. So I don't know if he saw it, but if I didn't, you know, just see it out of my peripheral and just reached up with my right hand while trying to support the other one with my left hand, I think the server would have easily crashed on top of his head. But that was like a 4U Dell server, and I grabbed it, holding it up, and I had to straighten my legs out, and I was holding it up, and I was trying, and he was supporting the node underneath the server that was in my other hand, along with my left hand, and I had to tell him to hold it for a second, because I was holding the server. I was holding the server by the rack here, so I had to tell him to hold it for a little bit so I get my left hand underneath the cuff it so I could better support it. And I had one in my right hand that's over top that's falling, and I had the other one in my left hand. I told him, hurry up, go get the lift, which I had to hold both servers for about 30 seconds, like a half a minute, for him to go to the other side of the data center, get the lift, bring it back, and so I could put the server underneath that was in my left hand onto the lift, and so he could take my left hand and better support my right hand and hold the other server as me and him grabbed onto the server up top, and basically he twisted a little lever to pull the lift up so that we could support the server over top on the server on top of the node that was underneath it. But it was like, for one, I was shocked I was able to hold the server for that long, because for one, the one thing that I've learned through studying the word was, you know, you never want to doubt that you can't do anything, because the Lord is helping you something. Never say you can't. So the whole time I was there, I kept repeating in my head, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. I kept repeating it over and over and over again. And I kept my eyes closed because I didn't want to look and see what was happening. But the guy asked me, he said, dude, you was able to hold two servers for like a minimum of 30 seconds. He said, dude, how much do you weigh? I said, about 150 pounds. So you realize those were 4U servers. They're about like 350 to 400 pounds. Yeah. So actually, I'm more shocked at the fact that my arm's not hurting. I know I'm going to feel it tomorrow. But he was happy at the fact that we basically got away from being injured, but also the fact that he was like, we had to basically complain to my manager about it. That's another story. But that's one praise the Lord moment, because we could either got very injured or just died, because all that server had to do was hit on top of his head or smash on top of me, and the situation would have been more grave than what it was, especially since we was in that data center at like almost 9 o'clock at night. The other praise is I want to thank the Lord for showing me that sometimes, you know, the work, even though the work is hard, and you know, it shows that people don't really sometimes appreciate the work that you do when you're passing out tracks and trying to do the work. Last week I participated in my company's it's supposed to be a charity event where it's supposed to be helping children, something called for help. It was a charity for helping children that are sick, I guess, with cancer and other types of sicknesses and diseases. So, of course, when I went to, when I first signed up, they wanted to donate. They said you had the option to donate or you could bowl and, you know, don't have to donate. So I just chose the bowl because I thought it felt to give me an opportunity to witness the people and share the word. So I took some tracks with me, put them in my backpack along with my bowling ball, and went to the event. It was trying to talk with people. And I think I kind of rubbed some people the wrong way by the fact that I was mentioning the health message. And of course, like when the tournament started, and there wasn't enough people, of course, to do a tournament with, so they said, hey, just bowl with whoever you want. And then, of course, I had a lane all to myself. Nobody wouldn't even come my way. But I know I passed out tracks to everybody as they were coming in through the door. But a lot of people did not like what I was saying, especially since most of them were doctors. And I guess I said, well, you know, I guess I'll bowl by myself. You know, praise the Lord that, you know, at least I got the word out there. And hopefully some seeds were planted. And the last praise is, I just overheard on Thursday that Thursday I just heard about this, and I want to praise the Lord for keeping my dad's girlfriend's daughter, which I call her my stepsister because that's the best way to me to basically illustrate and basically. That's because I've been around her all her life, but I want to thank God for keeping her and my baby brother safe and her mom as well last week, because they were in New York, and apparently something happened in regards to my stepsister getting involved with some issues at school, which led to some girls coming to the house looking to beat her up or something like that. So. And the whole while, and when they did that, of course, she was out of town enjoying her spring break. I want to thank God for keeping her safe, because they're up in Delaware. I don't know exactly I don't know the entire situation of what is going on. I just know that things going on up there that needs to be looked into. But I want to thank you all for listening to my praises, and I want to thank everyone I want to thank everyone for doing the work. Whatever that is that you're doing, keep doing it. If you're doing the work, and we got a lot of things to get done, and it's a short time to get all these things done in, because we don't know when the other foot is going to drop. So it's best to pass out as many tracks, talk to as many people as possible, or just show people how the Lord is affecting our is being a good influence in our life, and showing us the way to live our lives, showing us the way to eat, showing us raise our children, because by us being the example, it helps other people follow us, and being that influence, it helps them. I want to thank you, and have a great Sabbath.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Sabbath blessings, everyone. All right, my arm, there it is. It's lit. I have a praise here from our dear sister Vanessa. And she says, I would like to praise God for healing my eyes partially thus far. I am able to handle prolonged screen exposures nowadays. And she says she also has unspoken praises too. Praise the Lord, Sister Vanessa. We're still keeping you in prayer, dear sister. And I also have a small, it's a big praise to me. Last week it was my granddaughter, who is 19. You know, she comes to visit us often now, which, you know, I praise the Lord for. And she's very far away from the Lord. She wasn't raised in the Lord like, we would have wanted her to be. And I was telling her, I have to type out the stories now for the children's study. And I have to tell you, I type slow. I'm not like that fast typist, you know. Well, anyway, she says, Grandma, I can type this for you. So I said, okay. And I figured that will get her to learn some more about Jesus too, because as she's typing, she reads it. So anyway, I was praising the Lord for that in my heart when she said she would do a story for me. So she typed out a story for me, and I could see her going back. I thought, I don't know if she was checking her work or what, and she kept reading it over and over. And then, she went to she was finished with the story. Then she went to the next story, and she starts reading it. So I'm thinking, she wanted to know what's going to happen next. Well, anyway, she said, Grandma, I could do the next story too. And I'm like, are you sure? And, I told her, go ahead. And I'm just praising the Lord, because that, seeing your grandchildren grow up without the Lord just tears at your heart. But I know that my Father in heaven hears my prayers, and I just know He hears my prayers, and I know He's going to answer these prayers for my grandchildren to be saved. And because I need them. I need to see them in heaven with us all. It's just something that, grandma's. I'm sure, some of you have grandchildren too who, you'd like them to grow up in the Lord too. And, I just praise the Lord for her asking me if she could type these. And, so I had to tell you that. All right. Praise the Lord, and Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Blessings, everybody. Okay, I think you guys can hear me. All right, so my praise is about my patient last Sunday. So when I got him, he was on DNR status, like he does not want to be resuscitated if he stopped breathing or if his heart stopped beating. We're not supposed to do CPR. So basically it's like for patients that just wanted to die, or basically they feel like we have no hope to survive. So when I checked on him and I saw that he doesn't really have to be DNR because he's breathing fine and he's only on 3 liters of oxygen and he can walk to his bathroom fine. So I was like, this patient is probably depressed. That's why he just wants to die. And when it's time for me to give him his medication, I saw that he doesn't have any IV access. So I asked him, I said, sir, where's your IV access? And he's like, I don't know, it's gone. So nobody knows what happened to his IV. So I have to come back and brought all the supplies to start the IV. And he said, oh, you know, I'm just going to tell you, I'm the worst patient. You can start an IV by yourself. You need an ultrasound. Like the ER has to bring people in with the ultrasound to start the IV. And so I told him, okay, well, I can just let me try once. And if we can do it once, then I'm going to call those people. And I said, we can just pray. We can pray to Jesus and help us do this. And he's like, oh, okay, let's do it. So we prayed. And when I was doing the procedure, he was telling me, Father Jesus, please help this nurse. And so I'm like, oh, I feel happy hearing all that. So I started it. And just one time, I'm not the best in starting an IV. And I did it once, and for a patient like him that's really hard to stick, we were both praising. I'm like, look at this, I did it just once. And he was like, oh, praise the Lord, Jesus, thank you. And after that, he asked me, which church do you go? And so I started telling him about our church, and we met online, and he asked me what's the difference between our church and the other churches. So it really gave me the chance to share to him the Sabbath and how Jesus is the healer and nothing is impossible. If you trust in him, you'll be healed. And so he was so happy, and we became very good friends that day. Before the end, I even sent the group on Viber to pray for that patient. And before the end of my shift, he said, I don't want to be DNR anymore. And I was just like, I just want to cry. And so the wife was there, and the wife was like, are you serious? And it's like, yeah, I want to leave. So I have to call the doctor, and I told the doctor, sir, this patient does not want to be DNR anymore, so you better change that to full code. And so, yeah, I was so happy. I feel like, man, I'm so happy that I work in that unit, you know, like I was able to, with the Lord, God can really change, you know, like all those patients that are depressed, they can take lots of medications and nothing has changed. They're not happy still. And that guy, he wasn't on depression medicine, and just because of Jesus and the prayer, it really changed him, and he wants to live. So please continue to keep this man in prayer. His name is Bill, Billy. Every day I pray that someday he's going to find our church, because he already knows about the Sabbath. So that's my praise. Do you have a praise?
Okay. Can everybody hear me? Okay, yeah, amen to that for sure. Hold on, Jade, you wait, huh? Okay, so I just want to praise God for the Sabbath first and foremost, and for the family being here, one that I haven't seen in a very long time, so I want to praise Him for that.
Excuse me.
And I also want to praise God that it's been 11 years since I've done drugs or alcohol or anything of that nature. That just happened a few days ago. The anniversary. So that's one thing. And then I also want to, yes, amen, I want to praise God for my sister, one of them. She was able to get a second job that helps her continue to grow financially. You know, as we all know, a lot of us know, she had a wreck last 2 years ago that, she had a lot of problems. And I want to praise God that I've seen the change in her, and that each day it's getting better. you know, giving her the strength, giving her the courage, giving her the knowledge that comes with him. So I just want to praise God for that. You know, when you do drugs, you do that stuff for a long periods of time, it just, I don't know, it just makes you a completely different person. So it's good to see the other person start to come out whenever they start to walk with the Lord and do right and do what they're supposed to, and then they get rewarded for that. And it's just a beautiful thing to see, and I want to praise God that his word is always true. If you follow him, if you do what you're supposed to do, it doesn't mean bad things won't happen, but you'll have a different attitude about it, and you'll continue to grow, and it's very reflective, right? So we can see it. So I just want to praise him for that. And then, you know, I just want to praise him for each and every one of you guys, and I want to praise him for the praises. It's very uplifting. It's very beautiful. It's nice to hear. I'm glad we do it. And God bless, and seven blessings. Oh, you guys, please? Brother Ellie, come on. Come on.
This guy set me up. Oh. Hey, Sabbath blessing, everybody. Can you all hear me? Just want to praise the Lord for seeing you all, and praise the Lord for seeing the family here and the kids. So praise the Lord for the nice weather, and praise the Lord for protecting us and loving us through all the trials that we have. Let's please keep praying for each other and for us to get through this. So, blessing everybody. God bless.
Alright. So, blessings everyone.
God blessings. You want to praise, Jade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, praise God. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the fruits.
Say
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the fruits.
And?
And? The water lemon.
And the water lemon?
And orange.
And
mangoes.
You like mangoes? Mm-hmm. Praise God for mangoes?
Thank you for good mangoes.
Oh, okay. All right. Have a blessing, everyone.
God bless everyone.
Oh, that took a while for the mic to drop. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing. That was awesome. Nice to hear little Jade there. That was cute. And that was Jade, right? Got to keep track of all the kids now. Praise the Lord for that, too. Baby Jade. That's it. So, the lag might disappear a little bit. I did a QoS thing on the router while everybody was talking, and I didn't have to do a reboot on the router. So, but boy, we're averaging about 5 to 7 megs of throughput. So, looks like it's dedicating everything to the server now, so we should be good. But unless you reboot the room on your end, we might still have a little, some of you might still have a little bit of lag. I didn't do it. I didn't reboot it because of the fact that I'm streaming. And so, but yeah, we were having some lag for those of you listening on the stream. Sorry about that. It's on my end, though. I'm pretty sure it's my router. It's a new version of routers that I've used, and there's some QoS things that I forgot to tweak. So anyway, I got a few more praises here, quite a few. I got like 5, I think. And so I'm going to share a few of them right now. Sister Tori sent me one a little while ago. She says, I have 2 this time, even though I feel inadequate to share anything. Amen. We are all undone, dear sister. Anyway, she says, this week, 3 different people have approached me about my skirt wearing. Well, she wears long dresses. You know, I guess some women call them skirts. First was my coworker. I was just doing my thing, and out of the blue, she says, do you only wear skirts all the time? I've never seen you wear anything but a skirt. Do you have to because of your religion? I was floored. I mean, I know it's kind of weird to wear a skirt all the time since I work in food service, but no one had said anything about it till now. Her asking me gave me an opportunity to share as to why I do the things I do. Maybe God wasn't pleased enough with my answer, because later that same day, a girl that I know from my anatomy class also asked me about it. I gave her the same answer, but with more clarity. She then proceeded to tell me about why she wasn't a Pentecostal anymore, because she felt that the dress code was too strict. I then continued to explain why it isn't a restriction. but a sign of respect for God as well as yourself. Well, that was a good answer. She agreed, and it turned out to be fruitful, a fruitful conversation. Lastly, yesterday, a lady came in order into order food and told me that she liked my skirt. To get to where I work, I have to pass by the office where she works. She told me she always checks to see what I'm wearing every day, and she noticed that I've been consistent with my skirt wearing. I was kind of shocked. I didn't think I was being watched so closely, but clearly those on campus have been observing me, and I thank God that at least in some way I can reflect him. Amen. How many times have we said that in here, brothers and sisters? They're going to watch you like a hawk. And the only reason I know that so clearly that they're going to watch us is, and it's besides the emails and the phone calls that I get over the years where they tell me they've been watching, but that's how I decided to seek Christ by watching others. And nobody knew I was doing it. This is back in my teen years and then, my late 20s, yeah. And nobody knew. I still had the jerky, tough guy wannabe persona going on at the time, but no one knew. And so they're watching all of us. So she goes on to say that, please pray that I'm able to continue to represent him well. Amen, sister. And then number two, she says, this is going to sound bad, but I don't think I've ever appreciated the Sabbath as much as I do now. Growing up, it was always more of a restriction than anything else. But now that I work and go to school, I can honestly say looking forward to the Sabbath pulls me through the week. I have been so super stressed, especially with finals this past week and next week. But when Sabbath comes, there's a sense of peace that I've never experienced before. I can honestly say I now understand the meaning of Mark 2:27. Now, I can't imagine how someone can go through the week without having the Sabbath to look forward to. I see now more than ever how much God truly cares about us to give us a weekly Sabbath rest. This probably isn't new to most of you, but I have to just come to the realization, to this realization through my own experience and want to praise God for it. Amen. Amen, sister. So amen and amen. That was nice. So let me go this next one from Brother Jay, another good one. Well, they're all good. Who am I kidding? Brother Eli, yeah, I was only asking because they printed it all out. They couldn't figure out how to do it on their computer. One of these days, if I get time, I'll just build a form for them to fill out when they're doing the tests. But I'll just tell them to mail the baptism or the church membership kind of studies to me. And Fran and I will look them over. Anyway, Brother Jay says this. He goes, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and church family. I would like to praise the Lord today for helping me with my walk. There have been some strange and vile comments said to me at work from people that took me by surprise. I felt like God was testing me to see how I have grown in patience and easily, and how easily I can forgive. Well, amen to that. Also, at home with my wife and children, there have been great testings of patience. There have been days this last month when I felt attacks from all sides, even during prayer and dreams when sleeping. The Holy Spirit, wow, everybody's I'm getting a lot of that. Myself, too. Everybody seems to be going through that. Well, mostly everybody. Anyway, the Holy Spirit reminded me the grace of God is sufficient. I felt in my spirit that God was allowing these trials to prepare me for much harder trials to come. I'd like to also praise the Lord. Two people at work I found out were Christians. We have been praying together on our breaks, and it has given me an opportunity to share present truth with them. I also praise the Lord for the fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Although I can't see them face to face, their encouragement and their videos on YouTube are a blessing. Amen. I also praise the Lord for a dear brother in the faith for his act of kindness in trusting me with something very dear to him. And I praise God for his truth, love, mercy, grace, and salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Love you all. Sabbath blessings, Brother Jay. Amen, my brother. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, let's see. Sister Janet just PM'd me. I think this is a praise. Yep. She says, happy Sabbath to all. So I'm kind of assuming here. She says, I want to thank our Lord in advance for a complete healing and restoration within my 19-year-old son Jameson's body. We are looking forward to good results from his CAT scan. and that is still to come. We put all our trust and hope and love. We put all our trust and hope and love in you. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, dear sister. Amen and amen and amen. Back at you. And all our trust and love in Jesus Christ. And then Brother Joe says, I would like to praise the Lord for all the witnessing opportunities with all the new people I'm coming across and being able to share the truth with in various ways with them. I've been sharing this, always trying to meet people where they are. And praise the Lord, seven blessings, everyone. Amen, brother. And the Lord's got me something going. You know, I'm still praying about this, so I'll share it next time maybe. But I don't know. I feel like doing some legwork door to door. I'm still praying on that as to what his plans are. All right, Sister Teresa sent a 1, 2, 3, 4 praises. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, she starts with. First praise. 2 weeks ago, as I was approaching a stop sign, I had a strong feeling not to go right up to the white line, but to stay back a bit. A car making a left-hand turn was trying to beat a dump truck, and he turned right into my lane and just missed hitting me head-on. It could have been tragic, and I know the Lord protected me that day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. There's a couple things that come to mind with things that I saw on the road where you just do something on the road not realizing, and then a split second later you realize why you did it. Like one time I slammed on the brakes for a green light. I kid you not, my brother looked at me and he goes, what are you doing? I was like 17. And he goes, I says, I don't know, I just figured I should stop. And then boom, some truck goes right through the intersection sideways. It's right in front of us. I says, whoa. Good thing you slam on the brakes. Yeah, we weren't Christians back then. We had no clue. So anyway, second praise. My son Alejandro, rod bearings. Okay, I was going to figure out what are you saying here? I guess the rod bearings went out on his car last week. Tyrod, I guess. And he lost all functions to his car. I praise the Lord that it happened on a side street and he was able to pull on to the side. Praise the Lord. Amen. That could be dangerous because you lose steering. Because it happened to me once. Third praise. I praise the Lord that I was able to speak to our servicemen, Nick, tell him I said, hey, who does repairs on our fifth wheel, about the mark of the, they spoke to him about the mark of the beast and other various tracks. He also accepted three tracks. And then she says that Nick has serviced our fifth wheel a few times, but I didn't feel like it was the right timing to discuss those topics until this week. Please pray that the seeds get watered. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the fourth and final praise that Sister Teresa says is, I was in the doctor's waiting room 3 weeks ago when a gentleman by the name of William sat beside me. He told me that he was involved in a few accidents, that he was lucky that he wasn't killed. I said to William, God has a purpose for you. We continued to talk for a bit, and I gave him Jesus is a sucking coming card. Yeah, that's one I like too, the second coming card, because it has everything on there you need, you know, the verses. And then she says, I praise the Lord that I had an opportunity to speak to William. Amen. And then she finishes by saying, I also have many more spoken and unspoken praises. Praise the Lord. God bless Sister Teresa. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. And then Brother Yaswant is the one that I figured out who sent me this one. Had I read it, I would have known it. You know, the truth bearer was part of his email address. I said, who's this? But reading on, it says, Sabbath blessings to you, dear Pastor Nicholas and all the family in the church. These are the testimonies for which I wanted to praise God. Number one, I am Yaswant from India. So that's where I should have read on. But I think somebody in the room put in his name. I can't remember. One of the sisters put his name in her own. And I didn't know if that was answering my question. So the crankshaft rod. Okay, so it wasn't a tie rod. It was a rod. It was like he blew a rod. Okay, I blew one in a lawnmower a few years ago and one in a car. Anyway, he says, I am Yaswant from India. I hope and pray that every one of you should have a blessed Sabbath in the name of our Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus Christ. I really thank the Lord God Almighty for saving my soul and every soul that is present here. And I have a testimony to have kids for a time Jehovah. I said, I have a testimony that I and my wife don't want to have kids for a while in time. All right. And we are planning everything not to have kids for a while because we wanted to grow more and more in God. But to our surprise and shock, she is become pregnant now. Amen. Even though I did not ask for a child, but still the Lord blessed us. As it is written in Psalm 127:3, lo, children are a heritage unto the Lord. Yeah. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Amen to that, brother. And then he goes on to say that I really want to give a wholehearted shout to the Lord for the things he gives us, even though we don't ask him. Praise him for his goodness. And also, please pray for my wife, Chris, to be able to have a normal delivery. And then his second praise is, I have previously mentioned the sister in the faith whose name is Dahun. Dahun, I guess. Her sister, Dafi, was admitted in mental hospital. I have mentioned in my previous testimony that she is doing good after our prayers, but was still in the hospital. Well, last week, Sister Dahun informed me that her sister Dafi was discharged from the hospital, being completely recovered. Amen. I really praise the Lord God Almighty for healing that sister, and I really thank all the brothers and sisters who prayed for her. I hope and pray that you all should be blessed by our God of abundance, especially the frontline ministers or workers, for bringing forth fruits in abundance. God bless you all. Brother Yeswanth. Amen, my brother. Okay, and then I got one more. Let's see, I think one more, right? Yep. Okay, one more from Brother Michael. He says, hello, dear brethren, Sabbath blessings. I want to praise the Lord for everything he has done, for the bright, warm, and healthy rays of the sun, for the beautiful plants I can inspect up close, for the colorful and complex patterns he chose, for the birds, their soft feathers and funny moves, for every pet animal that sadness removes. Oh, this sounds like a poem. For the truth in his nature that can help us grow, for this is a sure thing he wants us to know. For latest situation where I could share my testimony, hoping this person's heart will become less stony. That's nice. For the guidance this church and his wonderful word, which I want to share with the entire world. I want to praise the Lord for everything he has done, or I would be a liar if I had said there is none. Best regards, Brother Michael. God bless. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. And they reminded me, I want to praise the Lord for the birds as well, because we had, we got the normal cardinals. The blue jays, I guess, have flown north for the winter or for the summer. I guess they like, oh, they are? The blue jays are still here? Okay, so they set up shop here. That's why I keep on feeding the birds. I want them to set up shop and just live in our little forest in the back. Because when I go out there for midday prayer, you would not believe the music they make. It's just amazing what you hear, all of them doing it. And then I like the ones that when they make a loud screech or something, it echoes off the wood of the other trees and it runs through the forest like you would hear in, you know, like in Africa or something, like in a rainforest. It really sounds nice. But we had orioles show up. Fran put out some oranges, and we, you know, I took some pictures and zoomed in with the binoculars. Oh, they are so pretty. They're like giant finches, yellow finch. They just, you know, twice the size of. And then the grosbeak came back with a little red bib on. You know, he's got a nice little bib, a little bright red bib. And then I saw a hummingbird as big as my thumb. And, you know, and I can't find the hummingbird juice, and I don't want to buy any more because I bought it twice already, and we always tuck it away somewhere, and we just keep forgetting where we're putting stuff. But then birds are so beautiful. And then we got the regulars. The other birds have stopped by. You know, we always have the regulars every year, the wren. We had to, you know, put his little birdhouse in a different spot because it fell off during the winter storms. And then the branch I was going to put it back on, I grabbed it, and it just popped right off the tree because it's dead. The tree is half dead right now. And so, but maybe I got it up there a little bit too late, but now he was on my windowsill yesterday, right here next to me, because I got a metal birdhouse here for wrens. And that one was full, filled last year. But the one that Fran hung up, years ago, every year, the one with the red roof, every year that little wren goes in there. And we really appreciate that little guy because as small as he is, how the Lord does this is just beyond me. But that little bugger's chest, I mean, he's got to have a lung as big as, you know, I don't know, like an inch long. But yet he's the loudest bird out there when it comes to some of the beautiful noise, music that he makes. It's high pitch, and then he's looking for a mate, so he has a special song he sings, and he sets up the nest with some twigs in there to let her know, hey, you know, check it out, man. You know, they put a couple of sticks in there just to let them know that, you know, he's going to do something when, in fact, she ends up doing all the work anyway, just like humans. But I think the loudest bird we have outside the hawk and the falcon, I've never heard him. You know, I don't much care for the falcon, even though it's a beautiful bird. It's the fastest animal on the planet, 200 miles an hour in a dive. But he eats my birds. And I don't like that. But the blue jay has to be the loudest. Like a Fran forgets to put the peanuts out, the blue jay will come around and start yelling and screaming until she gets them peanuts out there. And then, you know, he goes and eats them. So, but yeah. So praise the Lord. And another amazing testimony service. Let me just scroll up and down to see if we got any more hands up. And if not, I'm going to check my email. And I praise the Lord we, you know, were able to keep a stream going. I hope that my little tweak on the router when you guys were talking and sharing fixed it, because I noticed that everything was going across every item we have in the house, including cell phones. And so I put the server on the top of the list, and that should clear things up for next week. If not, I'm going to try to figure out something. I don't know. But let me check my email real quick here just to see if we got any more praises that came in. I think we had a praise from Sister Amber. Fran, do you still have that one that was typed out? Did we share that last time? Because we didn't open the box in time or something, or we forgot to read it. Because usually if it comes in an email, we won't forget, or, you know, stuff like that. But do you have that? You have it? Oh, good. You want to read it? All right. Well, just put your hand up, let me know, and I'll drop the mic. So praise the Lord. And thank you, Jesus, for reminding me of that, too.
Uh-oh. Your voice went out. Can you guys... Oh, did I just... take the mic from you, Nick? That is strange. Okay, seventh blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have, nobody can hear me? Okay. I have a testimony from Sister Amber, and Sister Amber says, when I first became a Christian in 2008, the Holy Spirit would use nature to let me know He heard my prayers. My mom and I hadn't seen a purple finch's mating dance for years. I asked Jesus if He could do that for us. The next day, both of us saw a purple finch doing a mating dance, and it was more spectacular than the one we saw years ago. After that,
she's got really fancy handwriting. wouldn't it be nice to see the certain bird, Lazuli Bunting, Lazuli? A few hours later, one came back. And one came back on the deck. My mother passed away 2 years ago, but I still tell everyone I can of God's love and things He has done for me. Last summer, I was telling a workman about Jesus on my front porch, and a hummingbird came to me, and this man fluttered around his face. This man didn't care for birds. He wasn't wearing red, which hummingbirds are attracted to. Soon, I will have to move to a small townhome where there is a lot of traffic noises. I've been dreading it. Lately, I have asked Jesus if He could send me morning doves, maybe every so often. Does prefer wide open spaces, but I know it would give me comfort to hear them. 1 week later, I went to the townhome to check on a few things. Again, I'm sorry. The handwriting, it's beautiful handwriting. It's just so fancy and curly. The minute I got inside, I heard a noise. I thought I must be hearing things. So I opened the back door and heard a dove. And two of them flew into a tree behind my small backyard. I went to the restroom and put my head in my hands crying, thanking Jesus for giving me those beautiful doves. Even the smallest things I cherish, and I know he hears all of my cries. And I know he loves us. Praise his mighty name. I think that's it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Amber, if you're listening. A beautiful praise. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And yes, she's listening. She's on the stream. So, and she said thank you. So, praise the Lord. Yeah, Frances, she's sorry if she messed it up. But yeah, I know Amber's handwriting. It's amazing. It's beautiful. But it can be a little difficult to read at times if you're trying to read fast, you know. It's something you want to savor. So, anyway, if we can all kneel, let me just do another scroll up and down in the room here. All right, and then let me just check my email. Oh, somebody done this, sent me a testimony. Oh, I got a blank email from Sister Lucy. Okay. Oh, second one came through. She goes, sorry I sent too early. This is Sister Lucy. She says, I praise the Lord for using me to share the truth about his holy Sabbath with this man who now knows the truth and has a responsibility to share with his church. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Okay. And praise the Lord, Brother Ron is doing better. You know, Lucy's husband. Remember we went out and laid hands on him and all that, Fran and I? And we got to meet Lucy, Tori, and Ron. So, or Lucy. Oh, that's the ending of the first email came in blank. Remember how that used to happen to you before? Well, it's still happening. you got to get Tori to sign it, sister. Let me just double check. I threw it in. Let's see. It was 5 minutes earlier, like 3:03, and then this second one came at 3:08. So, did you want to try and do it again, or you want to save it for next month? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Sister Lucy says she's going to have Tori sign it next time. So, all right. So, we got music now, right? We're going to finish with a song. And then we're going to pray out. So, let me drop the mic.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In the little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home.
In a little while,
we shall cross the billows fall.
We shall meet at last when the stormy winter pass. In a little while we're going home.
Amen. You know, if everybody in the world reverted back to being toddlers, there wouldn't be any wars, wouldn't be any racism. You ever think about that? You know, one of my boys years ago had this, and he still does have this kind of a mindset. You know, he looks at people, even especially people that get all up in your face, he looks at them as children, little kids like this, and then the anger dissipates. It goes away. It's amazing. You know, children are taught from their own parents how to be hateful, racist, atheist, and even homosexual. All of it. It's all on the parents, most of it. You know, most of it. You know, when it comes to the bad stuff. Yeah, and even the diet and stuff like that. But parents got to grow up too, though. You know, that's why babies are very young when you get them. We got to grow with them. So if you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much again for all the blessings that you have let us see this last 30 days. And for some of us, the last 6.5 decades, some of us are, we've been around here a while. And so thank you for all the blessings all our life. Thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain if we are so worthy. Please bless this week ahead of us. Give us more opportunities to not only share our faith with those you send our way, but to praise your name in 30 days from now when we have our June testimony service. And thank you again for blessing everybody on the prayer list that's in need of salvation and as well as physical healings. And bless all those that were mentioned in the text chat with the prayer requests during the study with the adults and the children. And thank you for blessing the remainder of the Sabbath. And if most of all, thank you for our salvation and the joy that comes with it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.